Hey guys, welcome to Talks with Maria in episode 231. We are talking about sales, how to make the best offer where people feel stupid saying no. Let's dive in. Hello, we're talking about this amazing book I recently downloaded. It is by, I believe it's Jeff Hermosa. Hermosi is the name. But it is a book titled $100 Million or 100 Million Offers, something like that. Such a good book. You know, if you guys know me, I talk about business, I talk about spirituality, I have, you know, candid topics on my life and progress and things happening. But most importantly, I really enjoy talking about business, talking about sales, what to do, what not to do. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So this book that I recently downloaded, I downloaded it about sometime last weekend and then have been like obsessed with it. I've already listened to it twice and I'm going to listen to it again. That's the cool thing about Audible is that once it's done, you can literally just go back and listen to it again. And I do recommend that when you are reading books, listening to books, to not only listen to it once, not to just read it once, go through it several times, because you don't pick up 100% of the information in the book. You just don't. And you'll pick up on things that you didn't pick up the first go around. So today though, we're going to talk about the 1K podcast training and how that little baby training that I put together a long time ago has created a substantial income in just course sales for me. I think a lot of you guys may know that I am a coach and that a lot of my income, you might not know this, a lot of my income really comes from my coaching fees. A lot of my income comes with me having to spend one-on-one time in virtual meetings with my clients, right? Which means my business has really became one of those things where I have to be there to generate income, which I really didn't enjoy anymore. The truth of the matter is I love coaching. However, I don't want to be stuck at my computer in my office all day. I just don't. Maybe, you know, the few clients that are my high paying clients, I'll do it for, but not for lower tier paying clients. I just don't see, number one, the financial benefit of that, right? So last year, I really like scaled back on trying to land smaller tier clients. I really just focused on honing in on my podcast community because it's such a large group and these leads just consistently come to me. Right now we're gearing up to hitting 8,000 members in the community probably by the end of the month. And it's just free leads coming to me. I don't pay for these leads. It's just coming and coming and coming, right? Luckily, I have really devised a system of how my leads get nurtured by me. So when they come into my community, they pretty much get introduced to who Maria Henderson is and what she does and who she is and what she offers and all the things. And the one thing that I notice will sell is the 1K podcast training. At the time, I was selling it at $22.22. And I would get a few sales here and there, but I didn't hone in on doing much. I just kind of like let it sit there and whoever wants to buy it, buys it. And I don't really give a fuck, right? all of December last year, I started looking at my analytics, and I started looking at, well, what is it about this thing that does sell, but it is not as consistent as I'd like, and what can I do to kind of increase the volume of sales? Like, how can I increase the volume of sales? How can I increase the price? What can I do to make it where people will actually see the value and buy it, right? And that is where the 100 million offer book from Jeff Hermosa comes in. And it's really cool because what happens with this thing, with this offer, is that sorry, I was going to cuss in Tagalog. If you guys are Filipino, you know what I was about to say. I'm driving. I'm getting lunch. I have a call at noon, and I just need to grab lunch before my call. Okay, I don't know what's happening, but there's a lot of music happening right now. Okay, did you guys hear that? If you guys don't know that song, it's a very popular 80s song called Everybody Wants to Rule the World. So I have been on this 80s binge lately, and just listening to like everything from like Cyndi Lauper to, they're called Tears for Tears, the people who've made that song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. There's a lot of people that have remade that song. For example, Nas remade that song. Okay, back to business talk. So all of last year I was getting random sales for my podcast training, and I didn't really care for it because I was just like, you know, $22 isn't like crazy to me, like whatever, you know, that's like pennies, not to be, you know, neglectful of money, but that's not a huge amount of money for me to be like, yo, I made a sale today, you know. So instead, what I did was, and this training I created maybe 2-3 years ago, and I created it right off of my phone, created the slides real quick, did my voiceover for it, cut it up, and then put it into a training format, then sold it for the $22, and have had just random sales here and there. I would say maybe 10 sales a month, right? So not crazy, but like it's okay to be like, yeah, I sell courses too, right? But not where it's like now, like how it is right now is definitely, it's a different vibe. It's a good vibe. It's an amazing vibe. It's a vibe where I'm recording an episode for it. That's the vibe on the course, the 1K podcast course training. So in December, I took a look at the analytics, like what the fuck is happening? Like, why is it that people buy but don't buy consistently? What are the days that they do buy? What email do they get from me? Because mind you, they get it through my email marketing. There's a sequence people will go into. And when I say sequence, it's an email sequence. Like you'll get it like a daily 7-day sequence where I'm selling this training, right? So it's automated. I don't even know if you're in it. It's just like you're in it and you're going through the sales sequence. And a lot of people I notice will take action in the beginning of when they receive my email. So the first time they receive the offer, they'll be people who get into it. And then the very last day where it's like, hey, today's the last day to get into this. And people will buy that last day. In the middle is just kind of one of those, like, it just depends on the person, right? But the beginning and then the end is when people actually get, they feel the FOMO. So they get in. I noticed that in December. I'm like, huh, interesting. Very interesting. So what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my business? What does that mean for course sales? Well, what it means is, I need to create urgency on a daily basis for them to buy. That's what it means. Because I don't create it enough during my 7-day sales sequence. So how can I create this urgency? So I implemented this thing in January. I upped my price to $34.99 because I just figured, okay, if I make one sale, it's okay. But if I make three, that's almost $100, right? Okay, cool. I could make three a day, right? Like, let's see if we could do three a day and do that every day for the month of January. So I did, I increased it and I got one a day instead of the three, one a day, which is awesome. I actually surpassed it. I made 34 sales in January, which was the most sales I've ever made in course world for Talks with Maria podcast and Maria Henderson coaching. Because again, I would only get 5 to 10 sales a month on this thing that I really wasn't pushing. And so in January I did that and I was like, huh, right? Like, okay, something's about to go down. And I am a sales master guru. Like, if there is a way for me to tweak my abilities to be a better seller, and I have really been honing in on my email marketing. Like, I teach it to my clients, but I have been testing a lot of shit on my email marketing. I see what works. I see what doesn't. I see what I get unsubscribes for. I see when people love it. I see when people respond. I see when people get annoyed. And I take all that data in and I refine my shit. So I raise my prices to $47 because 47 is always that like price that kind of makes everybody like teeter from cheap to that's kind of a little much, but I think I'm going to make that buy because, you know, it's good, right? Like, there's a little bit of that little pay, like almost $50 of a purchase, but it's cheap enough to not say it's $50. So I raise my price February, March, and we're in April now, but so February and March, I closed out quarter one with $10,000 in sales just for course sales. $10,000 in quarter one, just in course sales. Guys, this is huge for my business because all of the income I've been making up until now, and I'm about going into 6 years into my business, has been coaching fees. Like, people will sign $10,000 contracts with me. People will pay me on a monthly basis and have reoccurring revenue for 12 months for me. And it's high paying for me, right? But I have to be at my computer. I have to extend my time for that. And I came to a point where it's like, even if I land myself a $15,000 client, someone who just keeps signing back on with me, which I love, because, you know, at some point I kind of know my client by now. I know their shit. I know what's causing them to break down. That's great, but I still have time devoted to screen time. Like, I have to be with you for an hour or so, right? Every week or whatever our schedule is. And that just doesn't give me enough freedom. So when I saw that this course thing is just flying off the handle because I just made some tweaks here and there, I was like, okay, the fuck down. Let's get it going, right? And this is all organic. I didn't do no paid ads. I didn't drive any advertisement to this offer. I just focused on making my offer super juicy. I made it super, like, I updated the graphics. I update it periodically just to see what, you know, what flies off the shelf more. I update the wording on the sales page. I update the links. I played from PayPal to Stripe. Like, I was jumping back and forth to see like what gets more buys. And one of the things about all of this is that I wouldn't have noticed this opportunity had I not taken a look. What are you doing, fucking Honda? Shit. Get the fuck going. All right. Sorry about that, guys. This fucking Honda just was like, was she gonna go or was she not gonna go? Okay. I want you guys to think about what is a potential sale for you that you're sitting on because you are not looking at the analytics to make tweaks in your delivery, right? I want you guys to think like, okay, if I'm doing email marketing, how many people buy at this time? How many people look at my emails? How many people click on my links? How many people are in my list, period? How can I grow it? What are the opportunities for me to grow it? Where can I grow it organically where it's not, there's no overhead on it? Hadn't I looked at that analytics in December and kind of created like a strategic plan around deploying the new marketing efforts, I wouldn't be recording this episode right now talking about this amazing offer and how I've been able to close $10,000 in sales, just in course sales. And guys, this is just me giving people access to a course I already created. So I didn't even have to sit in front of the computer. You know, this was just something that was like, oh, another sale, access granted. There you go. All set. Let me know if you have questions. No one has asked for refunds. No one has asked for shit. Everyone's just been jolly happy. Here's the access to the course. Here it is. No fucking additional calls. No nothing. Like, talk about evergreening the shit out of this course, right? And again, this is all organic, no advertisement. I might do that sometime later this year. I do want to make some more tweaks. However, I want you guys to think about what can you do in your business to just take a look at some changes, what you currently have, you know, how are people seeing you? How are people learning about you? And what do you have in place for that? The moral of this story here is to never give up on your business. Don't give up. If you don't think like, man, I don't want to do coaching calls, I don't want to do any of this, there is a way to make sales without having to do coaching calls, period. That's it. So here are four things to do to sustain, grow and sustain your business. Number one, you need to create some sort of way to generate your customer base. How do you get in front of people? How do you get in front of more people organically without paid ads? In the beginning, I do recommend to not do ads because you don't know your marketing message yet. You don't know a lot of things where you could just be throwing money away. So do organic, figure out a way to create a community of leads coming your way. How I do it is my Facebook community, Podcasting for Women in Business. I get leads from there consistently. And you have to make sure you implement some sort of system for them to be nurtured and to be introduced to you. Not just, I see so many communities, Facebook communities, with no system of capturing the lead and nurturing the lead. There is none. There is a podcast community right now that has like 73,000 people in it. And you can just join it with no lead capture, no like who's hosting it, who the fuck's the person. You don't really know. Like you don't. You have to create some sort of system where people go in and get to know you as the owner of that place, of that community, so that it creates that clout, that authority. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you need to convert those leads into buyers. So you could do like your entry point sale. You could sell something at $22, whatever. Definitely below $50, I would recommend. Okay. You could also immediately sell them on a high ticket client, like a high ticket thing. You could. That is if you have all your shit together. You know what your service is. You have delivered it in the past. You have contracts in place, you know what you're giving to the customer and the customer knows what they're receiving. It's not just some random, hey, here's $5,000 for who knows what, I don't know yet. Like, you have to know your shit before you sell a high ticket thing. But the goal here is to convert a lead to a buyer. They have to transact with you somehow financially, okay? Number three, you want to create a stack of offers things, like a suite of offers. Okay, you need to be able to offer multiple things. So you could do like your one-on-one coaching, group coaching, you could do courses, you could do trainings, master classes, you could do quarterly things, you could do weekly things, monthly things, something like that, where it's not just one item that you're selling, and they need to stack up on each other, meaning they build upon each other. Okay. That is number three. And the last one is you need to have them consistently buying from you somehow. So either they come in to you from that small offer, and then those, since you stacked your products and your offers and your services, they will consistently buy from you another course or another program or another service. And this is how you keep maximizing your lead cost. So how much is a lead generating for you, right? Not just the $122, they could generate $100 every month for you for the next 12 months. Reoccurring revenue is the goal with the leads you currently have. Okay, so that is my little tidbit on sales and business. Those are the four things to do. This is from Jeff Hermosa's 100 Million Offer book, but I want you guys to also take a look at analytics, the data that you have in your business. How many people come to you? How many people are you able to convert into your community? Meaning you capture the lead, they're yours, and it's not owned by social media. It's yours, meaning you have it on your email list, you have them on your text messages, some sort of, you own the lead, right? So if these platforms disappear, you still have access to your lead somehow. That is very important. You have to look at your analytics and see who buys, who doesn't buy, why don't they buy, and you have to start playing with the graphics, the price, the name, what it offers. Do you have guarantees? Are there bonuses? You have to start looking at those things and start tweaking them, because those little changes is what's gonna set these people off to say, you know what, this is a great offer. This is a great offer. And I recently posted this, and it says, make an offer so good that people feel stupid saying no. And that's what I mean by taking the time to look at your offer. Like, really look at it from a consumer standpoint. Would I want this? Would I want this thing that I'm selling? Would I want it? And if the answer is no, you have to make it where you would want it as well. So you have to think about yourself as the consumer and tweaking it according to that. You have to take off your business hat on and put on your consumer hat. Okay, what would I want to buy? You know, if I were selling this, if someone was selling this to me, what would I want for me to say yes to that offer? Okay, I hope this really helps, guys, because this really is a game changer for me, and I want to be super helpful in your journey in creating money, generating income, you know, making sales the easiest way possible. All right, have a great day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.